parts of Kansas law protect landlords. Other sections look out for renters. But some tenants and advocates say that in practice, landlords often have the advantage. They argue it's too hard to hold landlords accountable for routinely pocketing security deposits and ignoring repairs. Nomin Ujiadine of the Kansas News Service reports on how some tenants are taking action.
In August 2018, Kayla Marks and her boyfriend moved into an apartment in Lawrence. A few months later, they broke up and he moved out. She couldn't afford the rent on her own.
I have depression, and so I got a doctor's note saying that I was legally not, like, able to live by myself.
In February, Marks asked her landlord to accommodate her disability by letting her out of her lease at the end of the month. Manhattan-based company McCullough Development, Inc., which owns and manages the property, said yes. But the company charged Marks rent for an extra month and sent her a bill for cleanup after she moved out. It kept her security deposit to cover the costs and told her she owed another $258, which she disputed.
Like I said, I'm a clean freak, so this place was spotless.
So Marks sued her landlord in small claims court, saying she gave plenty of notice that she was leaving and that she'd left behind only normal wear and tear on the apartment. Her landlord declined multiple requests for comment. Fights like the one Marks waged play out across the state. Some groups of tenants have begun to organize in Lawrence, Manhattan, and Kansas City, looking to level a playing field that they say favors landlords. Yoshi Stout is an organizer with Renters Together, a group in Lawrence that helped Marks with her lawsuit.
At the end of the day, the tenants need to have some sort of agency for themselves.
Suing in small claims court is one thing tenants can try. It's cheap or free, and you don't need a lawyer. But attorney Casey Johnson says landlords tend to have more money and more experience with lawsuits than tenants.
It's very difficult to get evidence in time to present into a court case.
Johnson works at Kansas Legal Services, which helps low-income people with issues like housing. He sees a lot of tenants sue over security deposits, mold, or a landlord refusing to make repairs. Even though state law protects the tenants in some situations, he says it's hard to prove any wrongdoing on the part of the landlord.
Kansas, I would say, is fairly landlord-friendly.
Ed Jaskinia, a landlord in the Kansas City Metro, disagrees. He's a lobbyist for the Associated Landlords of Kansas. He says landlords need to be guarded too, from renters who damage their properties or stiff them on rent.
As far as I'm concerned, we've got the best laws in the country because it protects everybody equally.
Jaskinia says tenants should take proposed reforms to city governments. But state law bans cities and counties from establishing rent control or changing other landlord-tenant rules. In the meantime, Jaskinia suggests calling a city's code enforcement for help. The state bans landlords from retaliating against tenants who go that route. But retaliation, like other illegal behaviors, can be hard to prove in court. And many small towns don't have the budget to enforce housing code violations. Kayla Marks, the tenant in Lawrence, says things ended up working out okay. She didn't get any of her money back in court, but the judge ruled that she doesn't owe her old landlord money either, because the company took too long to make essential repairs back when she lived there.
At the end of it, I was still very confused. I didn't even know what the actual verdict was until I had to ask somebody. But knowing that the verdict was that I don't owe anything, I'm very pleased.
One thing Marks regrets is not gathering more evidence. She says without the help from Renters Together, she never would have known that she had options to get her money back. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Nomi Nojiadine in Lawrence.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KCUR, KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio that reports on the health and well-being of Kansans, their communities, and civic life.